My name's Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are goofy for goofy, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice, the fan who's just thinking about or trying to plan your first ever trip to Walt Disney World and you thought that DVC was a home TV shopping network. Well, then this really is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories and their magical times. And this week, we catch up with Emma and Adrian with some great advice if you want to know what it's like coping at Walt Disney World in a wheelchair.
I feel now, ironically, more comfortable getting on a plane going to Disney World than I would, say, going to a theme park in this country.
I'm also going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting the latest news from parks and everything that's going on in Walt Disney World right now, and maybe some gossip about a Disney cruise that we can do in the UK. Make sure you keep in touch as well. Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth. As part of the Secret Recordings Network, we'll answer your questions on every episode of the podcast. If you've got any to send over when it comes down to Walt Disney World planning, do my best to answer it. Drop it over. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical. Hello to Peter, who's looking forward to a trip to Walt Disney World at the end of February next year. Wants to know what the weather's like and how busy is it. I'm worried, having seen the news over the last couple of weeks, about spring break. When does spring break usually fall? Firstly, spring break is usually about a month before Easter. You're usually looking around March, April for these spring break holidays. That's usually a big holiday that American schools have. It lasts about a week. Usually March, April. So if you're going towards the end of February, you should be all right. You shouldn't miss it. You might get a few little bit of crowds towards the end of your holidays if you're going to be there in March, but usually you're all right. And also, the weather is great. I've been at the end of February. The weather is lovely. You're probably going to start off with it being quite cool, but it doesn't get really hot and humid. And also as well, if you go in the end of February, you should catch the beginning of the Flower and Garden Festival. Even if it's not started at Epcot, you should still get to see the topiary. So end of February, good time. Any questions? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical. Want to be a guest? Same place. It's Emma and Adrian who are this week's guest, and also they've got a guest of their own with them. I've got to mention from the start, if you hear a squeaky toy in the background, who's that?
That's Ahsoka, our little six-month-old border collie.
Because you've got a dog called Ahsoka, we can only assume that you are massive fans of Star Wars.
Oh, we certainly are, yeah, both of us.
We decided our next dog was either going to be called Ezra, which is also a Star Wars character, or Ahsoka if she was a girl. Obviously, Ezra if it's a boy.
Does that mean you're going to get another dog as well?
Eventually, but obviously, one's enough right now.
yeah, one's too much right now. We can't hear Ahsoka in the background at the minute, Emma, but if there's a squeaky toy, that's who it is. Let's talk about your Walt Disney World journey then. So why is it that you love Walt Disney World, the both of you?
For me, personally, I'm a latecomer to it, shall we say. I didn't go for the first time until I was an adult, but it's been the sense of community with it all. You don't get that anywhere else that I've been to at all. Another hobbies and interests that have places like Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
But also, they have steam trains, and that's my thing. And dinosaurs.
Oh, you're a big fan of steam trains?
I'm a big steam train fan, yeah, and dinosaurs.
Oh, well, you've got all that going on at Walt Disney World. Have you done the Behind the Steams tour? Because you can do like a private tour of the train.
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times. Not only was it about trains, but obviously there's a lot of Disney trivia and everything there as well. So it's not just about the trains.
Emma, were you the one who got Adrian into Disney then?
How did you guess? yeah, no, I basically have been a massive Disney fan nerd my entire life, and I went to, and obviously Disney World is like literally, you know, when you're a kid you imagine magical worlds, but yeah, you know, Disney World is the actual world inside your head but real.
The Mecca.
And but yeah, I went, you know, I've been going since, well, I went as a kid and fell in love with it, and ever since we met, 19 years ago now, I've been going, we need to get back there for our honeymoon, and that was always the plan, so.
Oh, so that's where you went on honeymoon?
It was, yes. That was my first time to Walt Disney World, our honeymoon, yeah. It'd always been somewhere I'd always, a kid, always wanted to go to, but yeah. We weren't able to.
So when Emma suggested Walt Disney World as a honeymoon destination, you were like, yeah, let's do it, let's go for it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think it was ever suggested, it was just a done deal from the off. For both of us, because obviously I was desperate to go and she was desperate to get back.
Yeah, and how many times have you been together since?
We've been three times so far.
Okay.
I've been twice previously as a kid.
Yeah, don't rub it in.
Yeah, once when I was 10. Well, for my 10th birthday, actually. That was my first time going. And second time was a year later when the castle was a cake.
Oh, so that was for the 25th?
Yes.
What do you remember about the first time you went?
I don't remember masses about it, to be honest. I remember kind of where we stayed. We stayed at All Star Sports. I remember for my actual 10th birthday, in the morning we went to the Polynesian for a character breakfast and met like Minnie and Chip and Dale. And during the day we went to Epcot, and you know, being a kid, I was a little bit bored, to be honest, in Epcot.
What?
But we happened to walk around the corner and saw Belle and Beast, and Beauty and the Beast is my all-time favourite film, so it was like it was meant to be.
I think Mickey Mouse knew you were getting bored, so went, right, send out the Beauty and the Beast characters.
I mean, yeah, Epcot is kind of okay now, obviously I'm older, but when I was a kid, I was like, oh, I'm bored.
Oh, no. So were there just the two parks then the first time you went?
Twice I went. Animal Kingdom was the only thing that wasn't open.
Right. And then what about your honeymoon, your first time going together then?
Oh, it was amazing. Obviously, Emma had given me and her family, give me all their stories, and we'd watched lots of vlogs and everything. So I kind of knew what to expect, but you don't know what to expect. So you're still just blown away by it all and how amazing it is. We stayed in the Art of Animation. As well as Beauty and the Beast, Emma's also a huge Little Mermaid fan. So as there's Little Mermaid rooms, that had to be done.
Oh, so you had the Little Mermaid room for your honeymoon?
We did, yes. Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah. Love it.
But no, that hotel screen says, because we love all the artwork. We love seeing behind the scenes stuff and, you know, the concept art of all the films. So the fact that there's a hotel with that was a no-brainer for us.
That is the most Disney of the Disney hotels, isn't it, Art of Animation?
Yeah, that's like my thing is, basically it's just Disney from the moment you wake up to you go to sleep, and that's my ideal, to be honest.
And that is your favorite resort out of all of them, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, we've only stayed at Art of Animation and Pop Century. We don't really desire to stay anywhere else, so
done us well, haven't they? So
yeah,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And what are the rooms like there? Because we've got to mention that, because Emma, you're in a wheelchair. So do you have to particularly request certain rooms?
Yeah, you have to ask for a disabled room accessible room, should I say.
Right.
And yeah, it's similar to a normal room in a way, but instead of the two big beds, there's just one much bigger bed. And then that means they can turn the bathroom shower room into a wet room.
Yeah.
They're a little different, but not very different.
And is that the kind of thing you can book when you're booking your holiday online? Can you request that straight away, or do you have to book the holiday and say, well, we need to request an accessible room?
Well, basically, when we've booked it through Virgin the three times we've done it, and you can, when you book it, obviously say, you know, I'm in a wheelchair, I need an accessible room. The weird thing is, when the rooms are... Sorry, that's our puppy. when the rooms are available is different to when the holiday's available.
Right.
Basically, you request an accessible room, and usually because we book about a year in advance, it's quite easy. So it's literally like a first come, first serve for when the rooms actually become available. Yeah, we've always got them. They're always obviously easy because, you know, getting around in a chair is not. So especially when it comes to Disney, is that's the other thing, is obviously as I'm older, I'm now in a wheelchair. So obviously just how I feel as included as Adrian, which is very rare for somewhere, to be honest.
I do get a lot of questions, actually, people who've been to Paris, and they're like a little bit intimidated by going, because I think it's because it's so far. So in terms of getting around, in terms of like from the flight onwards and getting from the airport to the hotel, how do you kind of like deal with that?
Again, it's letting them know you're disabled.
Yeah.
See, two times we've had a car, but the last time we didn't, and the travel company, obviously it was the Magical Express then, their buses actually do have a wheelchair space at the back, and there's a big ramp that comes down to pick you up into it, or they could supply another vehicle that is wheelchair accessible to take you to the hotel from the airport, and obviously back the other way again at the other end.
It's one of them things where, obviously, as I went as a kid, I wasn't in a chair. I unfortunately have spinal and hip damage and arthritis now, so I am in a chair. But it was especially when we were planning on trying to go, it was one of the things that scared me the most. Obviously, trying to get around and everything, and how do you do rides and everything. Mm. There wasn't as much information the first time we went, but I knew that they obviously had the DAS system, the Disabled Access Service, or Accessible Service, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Which is like a ride access pass. So they've got that. Obviously, airports, if people are worried, there is a thing called special assistance in airports, because obviously when it's the two of us and you've got suitcases, it's kind of hard to, you know, we have literally at airports been rolling, me holding the suitcases while Adrian's pushing me, and it's
to balance them on your head.
Yeah, it's basically like someone helps you and they will like get you through the airport, and it's all free. You don't pay any, because that's the other thing that I really appreciate is with the rooms and with DAS and with all the things, is we didn't have to pay a penny extra than any other guest would.
Yeah, and why should you?
Exactly. That's one of the things, is some other places is they kind of add a disabled tax, if you want to call it, onto things. Like I said, it's the place that I feel now, ironically, more comfortable getting on a plane, going to Disney World, than I would say going to a theme park in this country. So
yeah, it's probably, when you think about it, it's probably one of the most accessible places in the world once you're there, because it's pretty flat. All the transportation is ready and equipped to cope with anything, whether it's a wheelchair or a buggy or whatever, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, it's one of the things they tell you when you go up to guest services in whichever park you go to first for the to register as DAS per trip. The first thing they tell you is obviously that every queue line and everything, we try and make them all wheelchair accessible. Everything that they can reasonably do is wheelchair accessible, including some of the rides. You can actually put the wheelchairs on the rides for a few of them.
So which are the best rides to get on and off in a wheelchair, and which ones you would stay away from?
Space Mountain's very hard to get on, because obviously every ride you can push a wheelchair up to the vehicle, and I can stand for like up to about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Getting down into the, because obviously Space Mountain you have to climb into it, don't you?
Yeah, I think you've got to be actually a contortionist to be able to ride Space Mountain.
I mean, this is the thing, like, I've obviously, how am I going to do this with my, like, you know, kind of broken body, and you know, like Adrian's going, it's difficult for me as well.
Yeah, so, I was gonna say,
I mean, there are, like we said, some rides like Jungle Cruise and
the Small World, you can put the chair, yes, go straight on,
you can on Jungle Cruise as well, and right, the Mexican Donald ride.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that's actually the best we found is Toy Story Midway Mania. When you go in the chair, there's actually two vehicles that are separate, which I never knew. And the whole back comes off.
Oh, right.
And you roll the wheelchair onto the vehicle. You obviously, you can only have two. There isn't people behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you roll the wheelchair on. You've got your own little, you know, gun and stuff. But the thing that I am so thankful for with my arthritis is that the actual gun on the vehicle is different. You know, obviously, for everyone else, they have to pull the cord.
Yeah.
We don't have that. There's a button on top that we press.
I didn't even know that. Yes. I suppose it's this thing you wouldn't see unless you actually needed it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's some of these things that we only found out literally from going on our first trip and basically going, okay, what can I do and what can't I do?
Yeah, because Buzz Lightyear's rides the gun sometimes, isn't it, with the trigger with your arthritis. It's a bit painful.
Yeah, but I mean, some of the rides, like, take Buzz Lightyear, you get on at the exit. There's certain things like that. So and I will always be really appreciative that the cast members never rush you. Some of the, obviously, the revolving ones that constantly move. You know,
yeah, like Haunted
Earth.
Mansion.
Yeah, stuff like that. They will, I don't need to, but if I need to, they can slow it down stop it so that I can get on comfortably and everything. So,
well, while we're talking about attractions, do you have a favourite attraction? Is it a joint attraction, or have you got a favourite one each?
Does the castle count?
The castle can count. The car, yeah, it's kind of like an attraction, isn't it?
No, mine is the Beauty and the Beast stage show. Obviously, as I've said, Beauty and the Beast nut. But literally watching it now in my 30s, I feel the same as I did when I was a kid.
When you saw it first time round. Yeah. And have you done Enchanted Tales with Belle as well?
I have. Adrian's usually the suit of armour. Suit of armour.
Right, yeah.
Providing we've got somebody else with us, obviously, to wheel Emma into the room.
But quite often, because I'm in the wheelchair at the corner, they're like, so, Princess, do you want to meet Belle? And I'm like, oh, my God.
Do I? Yeah. But you're already at the front by that point anyway.
Yeah, that is the only other good thing, obviously, about Disney is people don't realise that the shows and stuff, the accessibility there is, like, amazing as well. Like, your seats are either at the front or the back.
Yeah, and easy to get to.
Yeah, very easy to get to, and there's always space for a carer next to you as well.
Adrian, have you got a particular favourite attraction?
I certainly do, for me it's Rockin' Roller Coaster, providing I'm sitting on the back row.
Oh, you go for the back, do you?
Oh, yeah, because you see the whole ride ahead of you, snaking around.
And you get the G's.
Yeah. Whereas when you're at the front, you don't quite see as much, I feel, when the lights are flickering, because they're more happening behind you. But the fact that when you're at the back, you can see where you're about to go, so it builds up the excitement.
Emma and Adrian on the podcast this week. We'll chat more at Star Wars, Steam Trains, Beauty and the Beast, and we've not talked about food yet. Let's get a quick update in the news first, though. Before we get the latest from Walt Disney World, a little bit of news. If you're thinking of going to Walt Disney World, and I'm guessing you're listening to this podcast, you're probably thinking about going to Walt Disney World at some point. Lingus, a couple of weeks ago, announced non-stop flights for the first ever time from Manchester Airport to Orlando. In fact, they're flying from Manchester to Barbados, New York, Orlando, and also Boston. The official US Department of Transportation have given permission for Aer Lingus to fly from the 29th of July. So they'll be flying from Manchester Airport to Orlando direct from the 29th of July. Watch this space. And if we still can't fly out to America and we can't go to Paris, then there is still a chance for us here in the UK to experience Disney magic. Thank you to Disney Cruise Lines. You will have heard about this last week. You would have had the email. The Disney magic is going to be setting sail this summer only for us here in the UK. There's going to be four ports that it's going to be sailing from. London, Tilbury, Newcastle, Liverpool and Southampton. The cruises, as I say, only for UK residents, will be 2, 3 and 4 night experiences at sea. There will be no stops at ports of call. So you will get on wherever your port is, be it Liverpool, Southampton, London or Newcastle. You'll sail around for a few days and then you'll come back and you'll get off. There's going to be some limited experiences on the ship as well, such as maybe Marvel Days at Sea, Frozen themed festivities, character interactions. The Beauty and the Beast show is on the Disney Magic at the moment. We are waiting for more news about, well, when the dates are, where they're going to be sailing from officially, and more importantly, how much it's going to be. But if you need some Disney magic in your life, watch that space. News from Walt Disney World. There's not a lot to report, really. The castle's still getting its makeover. There's a few other things are actually getting a bit of lick of paint for the 50th celebrations. Prince Charming's Regal Carousel at Magic Kingdom's getting the gold leaf restored on that. And also the sweet shop where you get your crispy treats from, the Main Street Confectionery, that's closed for a bit of a makeover at the moment. And also at Magic Kingdom, they've been testing facial recognition. So you're still scanning with your magic band, but rather than using a fingerprint, they're trying facial recognition. So obviously less touch points for the future. And also Magic Mobile is now in use at Walt Disney World. If you've got an Apple iPhone or an Apple Watch, any Apple device, I don't think we wanted to take an iPad, but basically you use it the same way that you would use your magic band. So getting into hotel rooms, which you can do, getting into the parks, only available on Apple at the moment, but on more devices very soon. And finally, the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival has been announced for this year. It's a long one, beginning on July the 15th right through to the 20th of November. And I notice it's the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. It's not the Taste of Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. So it looks like they're going full on this year. Although live performances from big named artists are probably not going to return this year at the American Pavilion because they've announced that Voices of Liberty, Mariachi Cobra and also the Jammin' Chefs are going to be performing live. That and all your favourite food from around the world, and maybe Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. It's going to be on the whole of summer into the beginning of autumn. So fingers crossed, we might be able to go. We'll keep you updated with anything else that's going on over at Walt Disney World or any other news that comes out about travel restrictions or those cruises from the UK. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter or Instagram or all three. @PodMagical is where we are. Emma and Adrian are the guests for this episode of the podcast. Now, we mentioned before that you're Star Wars fans. Have you actually been to Galaxy's Edge yet?
No. Unfortunately not. No, it opened just after our last trip.
No. Literally, how long after your last trip did it open?
I can't remember now. I try to block this stuff from my memory.
We went in May, and I think it opened in September, didn't it?
So, yeah.
But the thing is, we literally have pictures of Adrian on rides, like Tower of Terror.
Yep.
Going, oh, Star Wars Land.
Yeah,
so yeah. Everyone, Slinky Dog.
Everyone else is screaming in the picture and you've got me instead pointing out.
Trying to see it.
Yeah, so I remember when we were walking off the ride and you go to see the pictures and there was another couple, I think it was the woman, went to her other half. What is he pointing at? And they went, well, Star Wars.
There was that time when they were building it where, like, literally wherever you went in Hollywood Studios, like Slinky Dog or Tower of Terror, just trying to see what was going on.
Yeah. Oh, last time we went, he was literally up against the wall, like, please let me in.
I did, didn't I? I stood next to the wall in the limited edition t-shirts. I was standing at the wall by the walls.
Not having it, not having it. So have you got another trip planned, then you can actually finally get to Star Wars?
Well, we did have. It was this May, so we'd be getting ready now. But yeah, obviously that's been cancelled for the moment. So we're definitely going to go in 22.
So you scrap this year, you're going, forget this year.
We can't say we fully scrapped this year, but we've set in stone November next year so that we can try the Christmas season, because we've always gone in May for May the 4th.
Of course you have.
Yeah. So we're going to go to see it all done up as Christmas for sure. But obviously if things are safe enough and everything else is in place, then we will go before then as well.
Well, fingers crossed. We'll see. I've not asked you what your favourite memory is.
Oh, for me. So
obviously, you've been on your own, and then you've been as a couple. Do you have a particular favourite memory?
Yeah, my favourite memory is actually the first morning of our last trip, which was in 2019. It was just one of them magical mornings that when you've been to Disney, you just kind of go, this is it. We obviously go to Magic Kingdom first morning, and we went for the castle show. We were at the front. I obviously had a Mickey on my lap, as I always normally do. And at the end of the castle show, Mickey and Minnie were, like, you know, doing the little heart signs and blowing me kisses. And I got highly emotional. but then we went back down to the front of the station, because obviously, as Adrian has said, he loves trains. And we went to see the train, because obviously it wasn't moving. Then it was in its stationary position, and literally just as the Blue Angels flew past, they're like American Red Arrows.
As we got up to the steam loco, sitting there for people to go and look at, because the railway isn't running, they went, the attendant there person went, the Blue Arrows will be flying past in a minute, so don't rush off.
Yeah, and then as we come out of the station, the Main Street citizens were doing, like, their, you know, show. And we got some pictures with them, and then we went to meet Mickey and Minnie, and we were on our own with them. We don't know how that happened. It was a fluke. but we were on our own with both of them, because they're in their birthday outfits. And then we came out of there and the Dapper Dans were singing. It was literally like...
Who then obviously stopped and talked to us afterwards.
Yeah, it was just literally one of them mornings where you're like, this is the perfect Disney morning.
Perfect Magic Kingdom morning, that, isn't it?
Yeah, so that was a great time. And then for me, I think my favourite memories, like I said, obviously the community stuff, but I actually think for me it's mainly been like the character meets. We've had some amazing ones over the years. We were at Epcot on our last trip, and we went into the character meet where you have Mickey, and then in the next booth, Goofy, and then Minnie at the end. So we met Mickey, and I greeted him in his voice, and he then went and grabbed Goofy, even though Goofy had a queue. and we just had the two of them to ourselves for a bit, with everybody else just watching and laughing at us. Yeah, which was amazing.
And Goofy's Adrian's favourite, and Mickey was like, going to Goofy, he stole my voice,
So is that your favourite character to meet then, Goofy? Or is it just your favourite character in all?
Goofy's my favourite character. We've had some amazing meets and some real play larking about with him, especially...
That was our honeymoon.
Yeah, on our honeymoon trip, wasn't it? The first one, when we went to go meet him in the circus tent. The memory maker system had gone down. So we were the next one to meet, and they went, sorry, it's going to have to be a while we try and figure out why all our cameras aren't uploading what we're doing. And so Goofy took the cuddly Mickey off of Emma's lap and then was using the ramps on either side of him as a slide. And then he went, do one of you want to do this with me? So we've got videos of me and Goofy, one each side, counting down and then sliding down.
And just messing about. They're the best, aren't they, when you just have fun with the characters?
I think our best meet and greets have been with Gaston.
Your best.
We're one apiece at the moment, my worst and my best.
Well, I've got to explain.
We had honeymoon badges on. So when we got up to meet him, he saw the badges, obviously, and he made me stand in the corner facing the wall. Well, he then walked out into the park and announced to everyone that I was a fool because I brought my wife to meet him on the honeymoon.
Oh, and was he right? That's the question.
I suppose.
Did he try and run away with you, Emma? That's the thing.
But all our pictures from meeting Gaston is Adrian facing the wall and me just awkwardly kind of next to Gaston going, okay.
You're in the wheelchair, so obviously you're... So obviously when we went to meet him on the next trip, I bought a t-shirt that I had made for me saying winner of the Nobel Prize.
Ooh.
And yeah, he didn't like that. No. So we're one apiece because we didn't get...
Yeah.
We tried to meet him on our last third trip, but could never seem to time it right. So we're still one apiece at the moment.
Oh, we'll see what happens next time. We haven't talked about food. Have you got any particular favourite restaurants?
Restaurant is obviously be our guest. Beauty
obviously.
And the Beast. Do you see a theme?
I do, yeah, somewhere along the line.
Actually, I find it hard to eat there because I have a lot of allergies. And because of that, I'm a picky eater because, you know, I stick to basic foods.
Yeah.
So actually, my favourite food is the honey chicken from the quick service at Yak and Yeti.
Yeah, that's a well go-to.
But
there,
obviously,
isn't it?
Yours is different.
Well, yeah, I'm a massive foodie. I really adore food. So I've try as many different places as I can. If we're lucky enough to have either friends that we know through social media come and do some time with us or we have taken family with us as well. So that means I can happen to disappear off to try different places. A couple of years ago, we took Emma's parents. Emma can't eat cheese and neither can her dad, but me and her mum can. So we obviously booked into Via Napoli because it'd be probably my only chance to go do it properly.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that has to be my favourite restaurant, and I think that was probably my favourite food just because of how it was that day, because I'd watched reviews and videos and thought I was ordering the largest pizza I'd seen on them, but actually the largest one nobody had filmed that we'd seen, so I got a massive, massive thing that we did.
It was bigger than the table, the pizza.
Yes.
And I was with my dad at the American
Pavilion.
Yeah. And I was getting messages from my mum going, I don't know how we're going to eat this because the pizza was overtaking the table. So they were like having to hold bits of it while one took a bit off. And then it was just...
So what was that pizza called? Because people now go, I want this. I want this pizza. Remember what it was called? What would he order?
We have pictures.
Yeah, I'd have to bring up a menu.
I don't know. Obviously, I wasn't there. But it was... The fact that they then had like a doggy bag, it fed you for three meals, didn't it?
You say he's still eating it now.
Yeah, well, I'm a big eater, so I'm sorry for it, but Emma's mum isn't. So, yeah, so I like Emma said, I ended up having it for the next few meal times.
Right,
but
we'll
have
to get a picture of that and put it up on our socials. We want to see how big this pizza was.
We have pictures of my mum looking petrified.
Emma, actually, as you've been for like many times since before the 25th, is there anything that they used to have at Walt Disney World that they've now got rid of that you think is a shame that it's no longer there?
Spectrum Magic.
Oh, the nighttime parade.
Yeah, I remember sitting on the pavement for ages waiting for that. I preferred it to the daytime parade when I was a kid. And yeah, it was just, it's one of them things that I wish they still did.
Well, we were hoping that they were going to bring back a nighttime parade for the 50th, but we've not heard anything as of yet.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Yeah, because I've watched videos, obviously, Emma's shown me. So, yeah, I can see why she misses it.
And do you venture outside Walt Disney World or did you stay in the Disney bubble when you go?
Well, you have to go out of it to get to the airport.
Well, yeah. But apart from that...
On our last trip, we were purely on property. But our previous two, like I said, we'd had a car. So we've been off to sort of do some of the shopping malls and other parks around the area.
I mean, we have done Universal...
Well, Jurassic Park and dinosaurs, so after.
Yeah, so...
Oh, well, yeah, beautiful dinosaur.
But... They're not very good for a wheelchair, so...
Are they not? They're not as accessible as Disney?
They don't have any system for being in a wheelchair, and the way... Like, there's a lot of curbs and, like, obviously, like, Harry Potter, which, obviously, being a Harry Potter fan, I was, like, excited for, but obviously you can't get the wheelchair into shops, and you can't, you know, it's... not very easy.
So. It's very difficult, isn't it?
Come to think of it, you don't see as many wheelchairs in Universal parks as you do in the Disney parks.
No, I'd say Disney, you're completely included as if you're just anybody else.
So in terms of planning when you go, have you got a particular strategy? I know things are a bit different at the minute because there's no fast passes and dining plans and stuff.
For me, my planning is to just let Emma do it.
That's always good. And if anybody's listening now going, right, I'll give Emma a shout, she can plan mine as well.
Oh, she asks for people, haven't they? People do get in touch with you.
Yeah, I have.
I do the same. I love doing it for people.
Well, no, I mean, especially for... We have had quite a few disabled people message us and ask how to do it. And basically, I have a giant whiteboard and we usually go for like 10 nights. So we try and do each park at least twice. That's the kind of rough rule of thumb.
Using magic hours as our guide of where we're going to be.
Using magic hours and stuff. But the thing that I would say when it comes to planning, from our point of view, when you are unfortunately ill, is that basically you need to take... Sorry, that's our puppy. if you need to take time to rest. If you need to take things slower, do it.
Yeah,
because in the end, it's not worth going like mad for 3 days and then not being able to see the rest of the holiday.
So if anybody is thinking about going or anybody's planned and going and they've got a wheelchair, are you quite happy if I give out your Instagram?
We are the two of us and the mouse.
There you go. Emma and Adrian are happy to help.
Well, I definitely am, especially when it comes to if I can, because like I said, when I first went, I'd read as much as I could, but it's a difference between reading and kind of hearing what actually it's like, and if I can help someone alleviate even the smallest amount of fear, I'm more than happy to do that.
Next time you go, Adrian, you might have the new Velocicoaster over at Islands of Adventure.
Yeah, so I had said to him, if we've got other people coming with us, then yeah, if she doesn't want to go, I might disappear over to check it out.
Well, hopefully you'll have a trip coming up very soon. And of Christmas at Walt Disney World, if it's going to be next Christmas, it's the best time.
Oh, good. Yeah, so we're really looking forward to that as a new experience.
Yeah, we're looking forward to putting lights on the wheelchair and stuff. So,
but and you can dress up for the party as well if you're going to one of very Merry Christmas parties.
We're intending to literally look like Christmas has thrown up on us.
Oh, yeah, go the whole hog. Lovely talking to you both. And obviously now I'm going to tell you to have a magical day.
Thank you.
Thank you, and you too.
And don't forget, if you'd like to join me one episode on the podcast to talk about your love and obsession of Walt Disney World, then you can get in touch. Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at PodMagical. Just send me a message and we'll sort out at the time. The top tip of the week this week, for this episode at least, is all about castle pictures. So especially if you've been a few times, how many pictures have you got of you or your family and friends just standing in front of the castle, maybe in front of this friend's statue or maybe halfway down Main Street? It's the same picture all the time. Don't forget to get pictures from the other angles. The side of the castle or around the back of the castle is also really beautiful. And the great thing is that there's not as many people getting in the back of your shot. So, top tip for this episode, get castle pictures from all around the castle. Don't forget, if you've got any top tips, I'd love to share them. I'd love to hear yours. Just give me a shout. We'll get them on the podcast. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical is where we are. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our podcasts. You can catch up if you're a new listener as well. We've got so many to listen to now. Over 70. Go way back to when we used to have fast passes and dining plans and, well, when we could go, maybe soon. Hit that subscribe button. If you give us a 5-star review as well on Apple Podcasts, that's brilliant. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.